Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer. But it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. We want to just thank you for another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. This is the voice of the evangelist. My name is Evangelist Kathy Montgomery. You know, God has impressed on me to just have a noon prayer and teaching. Usually on Mondays, we will be teaching spiritual warfare teaching. On Wednesdays, relationship building a godly and mature relationship. And we call our Fridays Fast Day Fridays. You know, we should always fast. When you seeking God for something, Jesus was fasting 40 days when he was tempted of the enemy. This is one of the ways you can get your breakthrough. Whatever you're trusting God for is through fasting and prayer. Amen. Daniel was fasting and praying, you know, for the principalities that were over Babylon. So if you need a breakthrough in your life, we ask that you join us on Fridays. It's called Fast Day Fridays. And we don't have a, you know, when however long you can go on your fast, praise God. But we usually, Bishop and I, we usually start 6 o'clock that prior evening, which is Thursday, and we go to 6 o'clock the next day. So, but I'm not holding you to that, just whatever, how many hours you can fast. I understand some people are working and it may be kind of difficult, but, you know, God honors that fast. You know, Esther, she took up the people on a 3-day fast. So these are some of the ways you could get breakthrough in your life. Amen. So we want to just open up our phone lines. If you have questions, comments, feel free to give us a call. Our number, guest call-in number, is 646-668-8633. And just when you call in, I could just put you in if you have a question or comment. Amen. But I want to open up with prayer first, and then we will go into our teaching on today, talking about spiritual warfare. We will be speaking on what to wear to the war. I know, you know, my son, he was in the military, and one thing that Uncle Sam do, he get his soldiers equipped to fight a battle. It's so sad nowadays that the church, you go to church, but a lot of churches, you don't understand spiritual warfare on how to defeat the enemy. And I see so many times the enemy is coming in people's homes. I'm talking born-again Christians. And wreaking havoc in their homes. The one thing we need to do as children of God, saints, is equip ourselves, and we'll go deeper into that. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you on today. Father God, we love you. Lord God, we honor, we worship you, we adore you. Father God, we thank you for this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we come against every demonic stronghold. We come against all the tactics of the enemy that has disguised himself as an angel of light. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, those religious spirits, spirits that has brought division and confusion to the body of Christ, and we tear that down right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're lifting up the families to you on today. Lord God, there are hurting families, families that need you in their family right now, Father God, on the verge of divorce, on the verge of just things going on in their life, Lord God, and they don't understand it. But Lord God, I ask that you touch that family situation right now. Wayward children, Lord God, bring them back home. Lord God, there are so many right now in the body that is aching in their bodies right now. We ask that your healing virtue power go to them right now, Lord God, and resurrect those hidden parts, Lord God, that has been hidden for so long in the heart. I'm seeing the heart, Lord God. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of anguish. Lord God, mend that broken heart right now in the name of Jesus. Mental anguish, Lord God, we come against that spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over it. You will not confuse God's people any longer. We put you on notice, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off their mind, off their mind. We speak peace over their mind. I'm just seeing like a rage, and it's like a storm. Your mind has been going back and forth, and I talked about that, James, you're back and forth. Right now, it's like a sea of turmoil, and right now, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All demonic strongholds, we tear down your walls that you have built in these families, in God's people. These strongholds, we tear them down right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over these demonic strongholds that have bound God's people up. All types of addictions, drug addiction, sexual addiction, alcohol addictions, all type of perverse spirits. We come against that in the name of Jesus. All kinds of witchcraft curses, all cancer, we come against that in the name of Jesus. This demonic stronghold, witchcraft that has sent demonic attacks on God's churches right now, we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now. You will not silence the men and women of God. You will not cause their ministry to fold up. In the name of Jesus, we have you on notice, Satan. Everything that you have taken, you must return it. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it right now. In Jesus' name, we bind you up. You foul, you lying spirit. You've been lying to God's people. You're telling them that this is God's will. No, it's not his will that their ministry stop. It's not his will that their marriage don't be repaired. It's not his will that their body don't be whole. I command you, you lying spirit, to take your hand off of God's people in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just speak wholeness. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. You came to set the captives free. Those that are bound up, Lord God, we ask that you break the chains off of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And at the end of the program, we will also be praying, you know, as we close out. But one way, what I wanted to bring out, if you know you are in a battle, and some of you are in a battle, and you've been in a battle, and you're going through a battle, and you're getting ready to go in a battle, you must know, this is what I want to say, the enemy. You see, a lot of times in the church, people don't understand. They think that the only thing spiritual is them going to church, singing praises. That's good, too. But the spiritual part of the enemy is just as natural as our natural life. There is a spiritual realm, saints. And we want to help you to be equipped to fight the enemy. Amen? You have to know the enemy. You have to know the power and the equipment to use to attack against him. We have protection in Jesus Christ. Amen? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. God has given this to us. So this is what we have to use to fight against the enemy. I don't know what you're going through, but God knows what you're going through. So what you need to do is increase your prayer life. What you will have to do, like I said, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So we have to increase our prayer life so that we could get a breakthrough in the situation that we are praying about. Amen? The first thing I want to do is read, and you're familiar with the scripture. He said, but finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. A lot of times you think you're fighting against a natural person, but it's the enemy that is using that person to vex you and cause you to give up. So you're looking at that natural person, say, yeah, son, this is him, he doing this, or her, she's doing that. But it's that demonic spirit using them. Amen? And a lot of times they don't even know they're being used of the enemy. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, therefore having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of which you will be able to extinguish all the fiery flaming arrows of the evil one. He said, extinguish, put them out. Some of you have been getting shot. A lot of darts been shot at you. But God is saying on today, you will be able to extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You cannot fight the enemy if you don't have the word. That's what Jesus used when he was tempted 40 days. He used the word. You're going to have to learn how to use the word of God. So when he come to you, you come back with the word. No, but it is written, thus says this, God says this. If he tells you you're not whole, you come back and say, as it says, by his stripes I am healed. This is how you counterattack whatever he's talking to your mind. If he tell you that you will never be nothing, you could come back with the scripture, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen. But you have to use this weapon. These are weapons. This is your arsenal, the word of God. Amen? And I'll read on. This having put on the breastplate of righteousness and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times. Listen to what I said. Pray at all times. That's why we call this program the power of prayer. There is power in your prayer. Set aside time. If it's 12 o'clock and you want to join evangelists, we'll be praying here at 12 o'clock. But increase your prayer life. Man should always pray and not faint. This is how you want to get your breakthrough, saint. And another thing, don't just stop. When God starts doing or manifesting what you ask him for, don't stop praying because things get better. Continue to pray. Because in praying, what it's doing is increasing your maturity. Continue to pray. Then you can start praying for others. You can start interceding for others. Amen? You can start lifting others up. Amen? With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And to those of you who don't have a holy prayer language, God will, if you need to be imparted with the Holy Spirit, we'll pray that on today. Because you need your heavenly prayer language, because a lot of times when you're praying in your heavenly prayer language, the devil don't even know what you're talking about. That confused the enemy. And he said, when we know now what we ought to pray, Holy Spirit make intercessions for us. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit, how is it going to make intercessions for you? Amen? So we're going to be praying that those that wish to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you will be filled on today. He says, at all times in the Spirit and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance, and petition for all the saints. So you see, Paul emphasizing the fact that the full armor is necessary to defeat Satan. See, in our life, we leave unguarded situations. We have doors open. We have different portals open. We don't open out of ignorance. Sometimes it's out of ignorance. But there are certain doors that have been open in your life, and God said today you need to shut them. Maybe through idol worship. You may say, well, evangelist, I don't intentionally do idol worship. But there might be certain things that you have opened doors in sin. Sin is one area that the enemy can come in and he can attack you. Especially when you're a child of God and you know there are some sin in your life. And I'm talking about unrepentant sin. I'm talking about sin that you practice on a daily basis. And you know God is not pleased with it. Well, these are some areas that Satan can hinder your prayer. I know it might be a little tight and some people telling you, well, you okay, just go because you're under grace. But if there are sin in your life, and you know it's unrepented, and you know God is not pleased with it, you need to lay that on the altar today. Amen? Because that is one area where the enemy comes in. Amen? So let's talk about the girdle of truth. First of all, the truth. Since Satan is a liar, you got to oppose him because God is true. You know, and this is a... He said, I have no greater joy than this to hear of my children walking in the truth. That's 3 John 4. The lion or the place of action, mobility, and direction. A soldier with a broken hip would not be worth very much. Think about that. So if some area of your life is out of order or there is some type of sin in your life, you're not going to be much help to the end. You're not going to be able to defeat the enemy very much because something is out of order. Think about what I'm saying. We need to do some soul searching on today. Say, Lord, if there's anything in me that is out of order, out of place, some hidden things that I have hid, even unforgiveness will hinder your prayers. Lord, take it out. Lord, I repent of it on this day. Amen. The girdle of truth is not an offensive weapon. It is for protection. When the believer has what is called an attitude of truth in his life, this will protect from Satan's attack. It does not prevent them, but it will keep the believer from being harmed from them. Because Jesus said in this life, we will have tribulation. You may get attacked, but he can't harm you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what the enemy do. He want to attack you so he can get you off course. He said, and I was praying today, and one thing the Holy Spirit said, he said, the very way the enemy comes is through distraction. So while you're in there praying, you're interceding, you might get distraction, a phone call or something out of the ordinary, or somebody might get the devil in them and start attacking you. These are distractions to try to keep you from praying, because one thing the enemy does, see, when you start praying, you have that connection to the Father. So when you pray, the angels take your prayer request and take it to the Father. But what happens between you praying and that connection to the Father, you have that firmament there where the demonic spirits are, and they try to block that prayer from coming through. That's what he told Daniel. Daniel was praying for 21 days, and he told him that we have been blocked. He's trying to block your prayer. So he bought Daniel's answer, and he said he had to go back and help his fellow prayer brethren. And this is what the enemy does. He'll try to block you. He'll try to get your mind off of what you're praying for. He'll try to get you so distraught, so confused, so depressed that you don't even have a desire to pray. But, beloved, if you want to get some answers, this is what we have to do. Let's go on. Let's talk about the breastplate of righteousness. So I'm showing you the first thing is the truth, the girdle of truth. You have to put on the whole armor of God. Saints, we cannot fight the battle and we're half-dressed. Let's gird ourselves up. Let's put on the whole armor. The piece of armor, the breastplate is the piece of armor covered the front of the soldier's body from the neck to the upper part of the thighs. It is protected. It protected the vital organs. And usually when you've been under attack, the first thing you ever do is shoot for that heart. He'll send something, maybe a word or something, to hit your heart, and it hurts you so bad. Hallelujah. But we're going to cover our heart with the breastplate of righteousness because it's protected the vital organs. Paul is referring here to righteousness of Christ, which we receive when we trust him. He made him who knew no sin. This is the word, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Amen. Everything we need is in Christ. Satan is the accuser, and he attacks us by reminding us of our sins. It is through faith in Christ that we have his righteousness. Amen? So it's important to make a distinction between imputed and imparted righteousness. So when you trust in Christ, you become born again. As a believer, we walk with the Lord and yield to the Spirit. The righteousness of Christ is imparted to us, and we become more like Christ. So every day as you walk out this thing, your spiritual life should start reflecting that of Jesus Christ. Amen? You should start taking on the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Amen? So your prayer life will start to increase, and then it won't be a chore, because I know sometimes when you start praying, it feels like it's more of a chore. But let me tell you this, beloved, the more you do it, the more it becomes part of you. It becomes part of a Christian walk. You'll feel like, I got to pray. And the Holy Spirit will tell you. It might wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, start praying. It may tell you, okay, you need to start interceding on this behalf. But see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It will impart to you how you need to pray. Because sometimes we don't know how we should pray. But the Holy Spirit makes intercessions for us. Amen? And I'm just kind of paraphrasing, but then we have the shoes of peace. And you know how the Roman soldiers, they wore the shoes for stability and mobility. So if your feet is not shod with the preparation of the gospel, you're not going to be too stable in your walk with the Lord. If you remember what I said Friday over in James, he said a man that you got, if you're unstable in all your ways, see, let me read it. Number one, I just want to read it, and I had some more scriptures I wanted to go to, but we're coming out of James 1:16. So let's go over to James. Amen. And we just want to get you equipped so that you can be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. So this is what I want to bring out to you. He said, so my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Did I just say that about the righteousness of God? Amen. See, we want to be holy and righteous, the breastplate of righteousness. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive the meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetter but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen. So as you see why it's imperative to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We are fighting an enemy, saints, and you can't have a lot of hidden sins in your life thinking that it's okay. Look, we need to get rid of some of this stuff. Let's go on. So we talked about the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Now we're talking about, the shield of faith. And we know how, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As a Christian, while we have to utilize faith on a daily basis, you know, we get hit every which way we can, but we got to stand firm and trust God no matter what it looked like. We have to believe and trust God. Amen? So what he's talking about, what are the fiery darts? Satan shoots at us, like I just said. He take our thoughts. He'll use our thoughts against us. He'll use doubt. He'll use fears. He'll use worries. He'll use all kinds of insecurities. You know, sometimes prayerfully in meditation on the word, this is how you get rid of some of these thoughts that the enemy brings to your mind. You know, and I know a lot of this yoga is going on, but God say meditate on his word. So I meditate on the word. When the enemy is coming to my mind, that's what I start doing. I'm just praying in the spirit. I'll say, Lord, these thoughts is not of you. And I began to pray in the spirit. As soon as I began to pray, I noticed that my mind calms down. Even at night, that's a good sleep aid to those of you who can't sleep. Start just praying in the spirit. And finally, you'll find yourself dozing on off to sleep. Amen? Amen. Satan wants you to think that you are to blame for your situation. Because this is the kind of thinking he would like to make you discouraged in your Christian walk. But you are not to blame. Amen? The fiery darts thrown, when we preach in the gospel, you know, you get fiery darts. Excuse me. And coughing is allergies. But there are fiery darts that the enemy used to, like I said, to try to bring destruction in your life, in your family, in your home. But this is what we want you to do, to gird up your loins. Stand on the word of God. Amen? And then we have the helmet of salvation, 5:8. We certainly relate to this as a helmet of hope of salvation. Paul is referring to the believer and his return of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have the sword of the Spirit, which I told you before is the word of God. And that's how you're going to combat this enemy, through the word of God. So we have to put on the whole armor. Whole armor. Not just some of it. Let's get close. How would you feel if you woke up in the morning and you put on your shirt and maybe your top, but you forgot your pants, or your pants and you forgot the top? Well, this is how it is in the spiritual realm. You have to equip yourself and put on the whole armor of God. Make sure you clothe in righteousness. Make sure your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen? We put on armor by means of prayer. And we pray by means of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So when you start praying and interceding, that's how you are getting clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And, you know, you can just say, Father, I thank you for the provisions you have made for victory over Satan. Now, by faith, Lord, I put on the girdle of truth. Amen? My life today be motivated by truth. Help me to maintain integrity by faith. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. May my heart love that which is righteous and refuse that which is sinful. This is just a prayer you can pray. Thank you, Father, for imputed righteousness in Christ by faith. I put on the shoes of peace. Help me to stand in Christ's victory today. Amen. Help me to be a peacemaker and not a troublemaker. By faith, I take the shield of faith. May I trust you and your word on today and not add fuel to any of Satan's darts, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I can go into the day without fear. For it's by fear that by faith I put on the helmet of salvation. And Lord, help me to remember today that Jesus is coming again. Help me to live in a future tense. Protect my mind from discouragement and despair. It's by faith, Lord God, I take the sword of the Spirit. Help me to remember your word and to use it today, Lord God. When the enemy come against me, help me to use your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, by faith, I put on the armor. May this be a day of victory in my life. Whatever the enemy has brought as defeat, let this be a day of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you for victory in our lives, Lord God. And we're going to believe you and we're going to trust you, Lord God, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We have a friend, Renee, on the line, and I'm going to bring her in and see if she had any comments. Or, hello. Hi, Renee. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Evangelist. How are you?
Good. I'm coughing. I just drank some blessed oil, and it's the allergies, but I'm doing okay. Did you have a question or comment today?
No, ma'am. I just thank God for being able to be here today. I also pray that God just touch your body. Those allergies and stuff, that coughing can be a little annoying.
Amen.
Or whatever, but I just pray that God would just touch your body.
Amen. Did you have a special prayer request that you need to pray today?
No, not really. I mean, if you feel led to pray for me, you can, but I don't really have a special request.
Well, bless you. Thank you for listening in. All right. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And Father God, we just lift up our listening audience on today. Lord God, you know the need right now, Father God. Lord God, you will supply every need, Lord God. And we lift up the financial situation, every hindering spirit that has come to try to block the finances that you are delivering to these households. We break that hole right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, right now we release the reservoir of finances over your people. We speak financial victory in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak healing right now, mental, spiritually, and emotional healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, began to heal that mind right now, that torment spirit that you, this spirit that has been tormenting your mind, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over you, foul tormenting spirit. We take authority over you. I speak right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm coming against the spirit of, it's the spirit of rejection, strong. Spirit of rejection. You lying spirit. I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. You lying to God's people, telling them that they're not loved. But God do love them. God do care for them. Yeah, they may have gone through some situations in their life, but he still loves them. Lord, reveal yourself to them on this day. Show them, Lord God, that you are with them and you have never left them. These are the lies of the enemy that is coming to try to confuse their mind. And they're telling, I'm hearing them say, what's the use in being saved? These are lies from the pits of the enemy, and we come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your hold off their mind right now. You tormenting spirit. It's a tormenting spirit. You literally are tormenting because you don't let up. You continually, you're talking to them all the time, and I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God. We're interceding, Lord God, this drug addiction. There's drug addiction right now. We bind this demonic spirit of addiction, drug addiction. Somebody is bound up with drug addiction right now. Yeah, you're going to church and you're worshiping God, but there's a spirit of addiction in your life. And we come against the spirit of perversion and addiction. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, I'm just saying addictions, even smoking addictions. I'm breaking that demonic stronghold off your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sexual perversions, pornography. I come against that in the name of Jesus Christ. You got them bound up, and they can't press forward in the things of God because they have these addictions holding them back. But this day, thus says the Lord, I will break the devourer. I will release you from all these addictions in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. Lord God, we worship you. We worship you. Elevation, elevation. Lord God, we thank you for elevation on today. Lord God, the spiritual elevation where they were down low, but you're getting ready to elevate them higher, higher in you, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they are able to rise up in spiritual maturity, Lord God, and put the enemy to flight. No more will they accept the lies of the enemy. But they will begin to stand on your word, Father God, and proclaim the good news, yours. And they will be able to destroy and defeat the enemy that is in their life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm speaking holy boldness. They will begin to operate in holy boldness. Hallelujah. The spirit of fear, we cast you down in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over you, you spirit of fear. Hallelujah. For you have not given us a spirit of fear. So, Lord God, we are rising up. We are a strong army in the Lord. We're rising up and we're taking our position and we're putting on the whole arm of God today. Any areas of our life that we were unclothed, right now we put on the clothes of righteousness. We shod in our feet with the preparation of the gospel. We're putting on the helmet of salvation on today, Father God. The breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The sword of the Spirit. We're rising up on today, Father God. No more will we be a stomping ground for the enemy, for he is defeated. He will not have access to nothing in our family, nothing over our household. We will not give him access. Every area, everything, whether it's by ignorance that we have bought into our household, any doors that we have opened, right now we will shut every door where he do not have access to anything in our household. And as of this day, Lord God, we rededicate our households unto you. Anything that was not like you that we have allowed to come into our household, we're cleaning house today. You're talking spring cleaning. Lord, we're going to do some spring cleaning on today. And we're cleaning house. Hallelujah. And we're starting with our temple first. We're cleaning out anything in our temple that is not like you. Because, Lord, we want to be holy before you, Lord God. We want to seek your faith, Father God. Lord God, and if it's not like you, we don't want it, Father God. Holy Spirit, right now, we just come against all the distractions. That's what I was just saying. When you store up praying distractions, we come against the spirit of distractions that keep your people from praying, that keep your people from interceding, that keep your people from pressing into the things of God, because we know this is nothing but demonic spirit that try to hinder your folks from pressing in to get the victory that they need in certain situations. So we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness, you have to go. You have to leave. Whether it's mentally, spiritually, financially. You can be financially sick. No matter what you do, look like you just have holes in your pocket. We break that spirit, this demonic spirit of poverty off your life right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask that the people have a heart to give. We ask them that they have a heart, first of all, give their soul to you, and then they can give up their other substance. But Lord God, touch the people. We lift them up to our listening audience, those that have needs, our brother in Pakistan. We lift him up to you, Lord God. We pray that you bless his needs, bless him financially, spiritually. Lord God, our sister that's listening, faithful sister, call in every day, whatever she need, Lord God, because of her obedience, I ask whatever she need, Lord God. There might be some unspoken prayers, but Lord God, I ask that you grant her request right now, because she has sown into this ministry. By her just calling in, that is obedience. So Lord God, grant her what she need on today, Father God. Touch my listening audience. We praise you, Lord God. We love you. We're getting ready to go off the air in about 1 minute. I don't have time to take some calls, but if you want to join us on Wednesdays, we talk on Relationship Wednesday, and we'll just be discussing on building a godly and mature relationship. You know, and I know sometimes we go through things in our situations, relationships, but God is going to show you how to seek that spouse or that mate that he have for you. So if you join us on Wednesday, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 o'clock noon. Tell a friend. Be sure to join us. We love you. Thank you for listening in, and we will see you on Wednesday. Amen. And I'll close you out with this song. Hallelujah. Yeah. And be blessed. Love you.